On this episode of The Conversation, I talked to Scott Sessions, CEO of Talvista, about structured interviews versus unstructured interviews, how your interview structure impacts hiring bias, as well as recruiting efficiency and candidate experience, and how to create the best possible strategy that combines training, technology, and tools together to create a awesome, rock-solid interview process that's going to deliver an amazing candidate experience and eliminate unconscious bias. Welcome to The Conversation, guys. On this episode, we have Scott Sessions, CEO of Talvista, joining us again. And Scott and I are going to be discussing unstructured interviews and structured interviews and how to combine them together using something we call the hybrid model to get the best balance of candidate experience and anti-bias or a lack of unconscious bias in your hiring process. Welcome to the show, Scott. Glad to have you on here again today.
Thanks, Amaya. Great to be here with you.
Absolutely. So Scott, what are structured interviews? Let's get right into it.
So structured interviews are not a new concept. They've been around for a long time, but not everybody does them very well. And so I'm gonna get ahead of us a little bit and say it's important that you hold structured interviews to maintain fairness and equality throughout the entire process. And when a candidate knows that they're participating in a structured interview, they have greater confidence and it makes for a better candidate experience. So a structured interview is when a candidate or candidates all receive the same questions so that they're answering similar ways, so that they are being assessed on the same type of responses on those questions.
Right, and that's really important and good to do, because once you establish a set number of questions and type of questions to assess the candidate on, you're removing a lot of areas for unconscious bias to come in and affect the hiring decision, like likability bias and the halo effect, right? Because you're now evaluating all candidates on their answers to the same set of questions. However, I think one of the issues that can come up with structured interviews is that the questions can start to be leaked and candidates can start to know what the questions are before they come to the interview process.
Yeah, that's true. So we, at the risk of being self-serving here, we actually take a little different approach. One of the challenges with structured interviews that we talk about is that you have four interviewers, 10 questions, and all interviewers are supposed to ask the same questions. But then you have one interviewer who raises their hand and says, "Hey, I don't know what the answers should be to question four." Well, that's where bias comes in. So the way we do it is we'll actually allow our clients to assign specific competency-based questions to specific interviewers who know what those answers are. So the question for that interview set may fluctuate a little bit, but all candidates will get all the same questions. It's just that interviewer one is going to ask 4, 8, and 9. Interviewer two is going to ask 4, 12, and 13, so that there's some variety, but all candidates are still answering the same questions. So is there a risk that some candidates will remember the questions and share them out? That's a risk with everything. But with our method, trying to remember, oh, this interviewer asked this interviewer asked that makes it much more difficult to leak those questions.
I really like that, because if an interviewer doesn't understand the subject material that the question is covering, like, there's no way they're going to be able to evaluate whether the candidate got it right or not. And I think it's interesting that you said that structured interviews create a good candidate experience, because I've also read, and in speaking to a couple of recruiters, I've heard that structured interviews can sometimes create a bad candidate experience by making the process too impersonal or cold.
Yeah, so I'll go back to what I said is how we set up our system, is that you can assign specific competency-based questions to specific interviewers. Now, instead of having an interviewer who doesn't know that content asking a robotic question, now you have an interviewer who's very engaged because they're anticipating the answer, because they're going to understand it, which increases that personal level of interest in that candidate. And come on, I want you to give a good response, because I know what what you should be saying, and that makes it more personal.
Absolutely. And when there's that connection over the subject matter, that builds rapport. So if you're a staffing agency and you're forwarding candidates onto a hiring manager, and you're advising that company on how to build their interview process to really evaluate the candidates you're sending over fairly, it's really important that you talk about creating a structured process and then go even further into matching your interview questions to the competencies and understanding that the people involved in the hiring process actually have. And that's where you create some of that magic in terms of candidate experience. Now, let's talk a little bit about unstructured interviews and what are they and what are some of the risks and rewards of using that as an approach?
Wow. So I was at a conference, online conference 2 weeks ago, and one of the speakers did a survey that said, how many in this room have been trained to interview? Any guess out of 100 people who may have said yes, Amaya? What's your guess?
I'm guessing like 7.
Around that. It was abysmal. Nobody has been trained. And so when you think about that and think about unstructured interviews, now you have individuals who are saying, oh, I got this. I know how to talk to people. Now you get things out in left field, out in the blue sky of talking about items that create potentially legal risk areas, that somebody got into something that they shouldn't have gotten into, or they've exposed or disclosed or wanted a candidate to disclose something because it was not structured. And then a risk of when a candidate isn't hired and they come back and say, well, was everybody asked the same questions? I wasn't asked that question. If I'd have been asked that question, I could have responded like this, and that would have made me a better candidate. So unstructured interviews are really no more than a conversation that you don't know where you're going to go to, what your objective is, which is why building some structure around that interview is critical to protect the company and ensure for an engaging experience.
I 100% agree with you there. And going a little bit off topic here, but there's a problem I've seen with interview training and anti-bias training at many, many organizations. And that is that the training happens discreetly. It's a one-time deal. The training happens, it stops. It's never talked about again after the training. There's no reinforcement learning happening. And whatever skills are there are developed are really temporary and they go away. And when you think about that, even if you are getting training, if you don't have structure in your interview process, you are really opening the door to a lot of unconscious bias in your hiring process. If you're a corporation and if you're a staffing company, you're really opening the door to not giving your candidates that you're submitting for placement a fair shake at actually being hired on for the job and probably lowering your ability to win business.
Absolutely. When you don't have that and you're open ending, you're creating huge risk for yourself. And so you really need to be careful and follow clear plans. A comment about training. We're very pro training, but the research has shown that 30, 60, 90 days after the training, people have forgotten everything, which is why it's important to use tools to help you align with the training that you received. I probably used this example before, but we wear smartwatches to remind us to get up and walk around, to drink more water, to count our steps. Well, our brain could do that, but we don't remember to do that. And we use tools, and the same in recruiting and structured interviews. If we have tools that will help us to create structured interview guides, now we can go, oh yeah, I remember that in training from last year. I'm adhering to a strict plan to have a good experience for the candidate and get the right information that I'm looking for to assess these candidates.
Right, and this actually brings up a great thought for me about using tools. And one of the great tools that you can use to support creating a structured interview process is actually conversational AI for recruiting. So what we've actually done in Maya and seen in our research and data is that we've been able to optimize all of our pre-screening conversations to limit or completely eliminate unconscious bias and also standardize the early stage engagement that every single applicant gets. So recruiters can basically select a group of 4 to 5 questions or whatever, what have you, depending on what those eligibility requirements are for that role. And the conversational AI can then go in and talk to every single applicant that comes in and determine what the answers to those questions are. Now you have basically you've democratized and made the job more accessible to way more applicants than a recruiter would have been able to, because they're just not able to have that many of those conversations with all of those people at scale like an AI can. So when you combine that with, on the back end or step two, a very structured interview process when the AI passes candidates off to the recruiter, and then a very structured interview process when the recruiter at the staffing company passes candidates off to the hiring manager, you have an end-to-end solution for really creating efficiency, for reducing and eliminating bias, and you know, making more placements and getting candidates better access to jobs. And especially if you combine it with something like Talvista, and you can also support those behaviors with technology, I think that's a really compelling technology stack to include together to improve your interview process.
Well, thank you for the plug. I couldn't agree more on that. You mentioned the word democratization, and I think that's a really key word as we look at and discuss structured interviews. So I'm moderating a panel session later this week on the Talent Board's digital event, and it's about groupthink and how to avoid groupthink in the interview process, which is a real challenge for a lot of companies. So we want to include democratization, but people participating in that interview process, the interviewers, need to come prepared with their own thoughts, which structured interviewing helps them do, to make their own decisions and then have a discussion. Otherwise, if they come in going, well, I'm not sure, and they hear the loudest voice, they're going to follow that loudest voice as opposed to coming in with their own opinion. That's where groupthink really is a negative impact on the candidate experience and a good structured interview process.
Yeah, that's great to bring up groupthink. It's such a strong phenomenon that happens in large groups of people in meetings. I think one thing that really helps there that we've seen with our clients is using a weighted scale. So you're going to have a set of structured interview questions as a recruiter. Candidates are going to answer them, and then you are going to rate them using a numerical scale on how well they answered those questions, like a 5 out of 5 or 3 out of 5. And maybe you're going to write a note right after the interview. Now there's tools in the ATS that I've seen that you can use to do that. I think there's probably some solutions that your company offers as well to help with that. So I think it's really important to approach the candidate experience from like a three-part perspective. So first you have to have the training and the knowledge in your people to even want to do structured interviews and know about bias and care about candidate experience. Then you have to have the tools and technologies to support their ability to engage, their ability to get the engaged candidates in front of them, like conversational AI. And then you need the tools and technologies to support their behavior change that you've created through the training. And what everyone always forgets is you need to support the behavior change created during a discrete training event to actually have lasting organizational change and impact. And funny enough, everyone always forgets that when they adopt AI and other technologies as well. Is great, you adopted the technology, it's innovative, it's producing results, everyone's excited. But now if you don't change the metrics, the behavior, the way managers are interacting with recruiters, how people are being evaluated, what you're measuring, you're not going to get lasting organizational change, and you're not going to get that overall business transformation without that.
Yeah, process is critical to success. And unless you follow that process, similar to following a structured interview for the candidate, something's going to be missed and overlooked, and you're going to be left scratching your head as, why didn't this work properly? And so you've got to adhere to those processes to ensure that success.
Absolutely. All right, Scott. Well, great talking to you today about structured interviews. Let's close out the episode there. And if you want to connect with Scott further, you can connect with him on talvista.com, Scott Sessions on LinkedIn as well. And if you like this podcast and you're listening to it on iTunes, please give us a 4-star or 5-star rating. And if you haven't subscribed already, click that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time on The Conversation.
Thanks, Maya.